What's up, guys? Welcome back to Keeping It Real. I'm your hostess with the mostest, India, and I'm with my co-worker,
Zaki Lawrence.
Zaki Lawrence. Woo! There he goes with the woos. I feel like we should start a drinking game. How many times will Zaki woo today?
Woo!
Drunk. You're drunk.
That's the goal every time.
We're back at it. We are talking about Insecure again.
More of it.
Part two. There's so much to talk about. We had to put it in two parts, you guys. So, I mean, we kind of already explained it last episode. But Insecure is essentially about Issa and her relationships and friendships. As she kind of manages her adult life. Issa Rae did a very good job portraying that being 30 doesn't mean that you're going to have everything put together. And that is the epitome of what Insecure is about. Issa doesn't know what she's doing the entire time. And it makes up for some pretty awkward, funny, deep, cringy moments that we love. So let's get into the rest of it.
Okay.
So starting off, we didn't even get into the main, I want to say like the centerpiece of Insecure, which is the relationship between Issa and Lawrence.
It's a lot that happened.
So much that happened. Go ahead, take it away.
All right. Essentially, Issa and Lawrence both met in college and they started their relationship there. And after graduating college, they moved back to LA, where Lawrence was supposed to be doing his tech thing, making apps, becoming the next Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or whatever. Issa was doing her teaching nonprofits thing. And where we meet them, that is not the case, technically. Issa's doing the nonprofit thing, working with the company We Got Y'all. But Lawrence has fallen on hard times, basically. He's on the couch. His app is going nowhere. Spends most of his days on the couch watching TV, doing nothing. Wearing nothing but hoodies and jogging pants with grease stains and holes and just watching the days go by. But, you know, they live together. They've been together for a long time. It's been 5 years. That's where we meet them for real. And we see their relationship isn't the greatest. We see that, like, Issa's being very supportive, and we see that Issa is outdoing her thing, while Lawrence is just watching the days go by. And we kind of talked about it a little bit, like, in the last episode, but, like, Issa cheated on him, man. Issa definitely cheated on him with her dream guy, basically, Daniel. And Issa was wrong for that. Issa was wrong for it because cheating is not okay.
Cheating is bad, folks.
Cheating is bad. It may have led to her going on this new different journey, but it's bad. Just break up with the person. Unless you don't want to, then you could cheat. Anyway, but yeah, man. I like their relationship. I feel like I've identified with Lawrence sometimes. I'm just like, oh, God, I got to get my shit together. But their relationship, it was they were together, then they weren't together, then they were together, then they weren't together, then they were together, then they weren't together, and then they ended up together. It was crazy. It seemed like they never truly got over each other. You know what I mean? Like, they obviously went and, like, dated and had sex with other people and all this other stuff. But, like, it seems like they never truly, like, truly was like, okay, this is not the person for me. They always had these, like, thoughts in the back of their heads, like, what is Issa doing right now? What is Lawrence doing right now? Like, she even has, like, a hallucination about, like, Lawrence towards the end of the season. Like, they're in their house, and he's, like, and they're happy. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
It was definitely, like, I almost hate when shows do that, when there's, like, that one couple that's been together for a long time and they break up for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the entire show, it's just them constantly getting back together and then breaking up and like keep trying. It's like, please just let them move on, right? Because you don't, I don't know, maybe it does happen a lot, but I feel like it doesn't. You know, whether you've been together for 10, 20 years, 5 years, 1 year, I feel like once it's over and you try, you might try again once. And then after that, you're kind of like, nah, you're like, it's not working.
You got to spin the block, you know what I mean?
Spin the block. It's been like 5, 6 years.
They're that block like, gotta be spent. Like, you just got to, he was like.
They get back together, it's already been the amount of time of which they dated. Oh, it's, why are we, how are we?
Because they was still, damn, I should call Issa right now. I should call Lawrence right now. It was still picking up the phone for each other, you know what I mean? Like, it was just crazy. Like, but once he got cheated on, I'm like, brother, you gotta stand up, man. She cheated on you. He was making a last ditch effort, but like, she cheated on you, brother. She said, you don't have a beard. You don't got the abs. You don't got the studio.
You don't got the studio.
I'm about to go see what Daniel on, man. And most of the times, like a lot of the throughout their relationship, they were like looking for their friends for advice and stuff like that. And like, his friend Chad was like, nah, man, she cheated on you. Can't do that. Can't come back. Mm-mm, that's dead. And he cheated on his wife, and then he got back together with her, and it was just like, huh? Like, you were supposed to, what are you doing? Like, what are we talking about right now?
I love Chad. Like, he just made no sense half the time.
Half the time. He was just there for comedic relief.
He, I don't know, like, when he was like, I bought you a ring, that's when I was like, aw. Aw, Issa, he got you a ring. When they had like
ring shop on that date. He took it to the ring shop on that date.
Yeah.
She was like, when, I can't do this.
Yeah, when they went to the mall and they were when they just had like that montage of him actually being a better boyfriend and her feeling guilty about cheating, I was just like, oh, maybe he's not a scrub. He's not a scrub. Scrub, Issa. Oh, you didn't cheat on him. He's not a scrub. Yeah, and then he didn't reveal until later, like a few seasons later, that he bought her a ring during that montage. And I was like, no, not the montage that actually made me like you. Ah, Lawrence, man, you got cheated on. I thought you were a scrub. I'm sorry. I don't know. I feel like hearing that, I was like, man, so much time has been wasted.
I mean, we saw what he was getting up to. You know what I mean? We saw that he caught some STDs. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't just doing nothing, throwing a ball against a wall. You know what I mean? He was out there. They was all out there. But like, ever since like Issa cheated, I was just mean mugging her the rest of the way. I was just like, could you? How could you? 5 years for some beard? That's what we're talking about? 5 years for some beard?
And he moved on hella quick to that one girl who was like throwing herself at him.
Yeah. I was clapping. I was like, don't you know that meme where they like stand up and give a round of applause? I'm like, good job, Lawrence. Know your worth, King. Keep your head up. That's what I like to see out there. That's what I like to see. But he didn't treat her well either. He was just like, I'm just here because it's 12 o'clock.
He was like, this is a rebound.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was actually something.
Yeah.
And he's like, I miss Issa.
He's like, I'm not coming to this cookout, this family cookout. I'm not gonna be there. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't wanna. Let's go get drinks with some work friends, cause I'm not really. I don't want to meet your granddaddy. I don't want to meet moms. Not the vibe.
Not the vibe. It was very very embarrassing, to say the least.
Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah, but
hey, come to my family event. You can show up for like 30 seconds and they leave. Yeah, you're not the one.
You're definitely embarrassed. Embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Embarrassing. Now you wrote this. You gotta explain this. You said boo hiss. Come on, why are you born in a relationship, man?
again, yeah, they were cute, you know. Lawrence was like that really stable, that balance, that familiar face, right? So you're gonna be like, Lawrence, of course it's Lawrence. But the back and forth and the, you know, might as well just stay together. Because there's no reason why I'm watching 5 seasons worth of Issa dating this dude and Issa dating that dude. In every season finale, she always calls you. There's no reason. She goes through all that growth throughout the first nine episodes of the season. And then the 10th episode is when she goes back to season one Issa and she ring-a-ding-ding-dongs your phone. And again, like, I think it was season 3 when they were like, hey, we're actually going to leave Lawrence out of this story. Like, we need to see Issa grow without Lawrence being in the background. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Because, I mean, as a writer, you're always going to want to go back to that chapter. You're always wanting to go back as a character, as a writer, as an audience member. You're going to be like, no, let's just go back to Lawrence, man. It was so much simpler back then. Get him out of here. He's gone for a season. I hardly even notice he's gone. I'm like, you know, I forgot about him. Everything was going good. And what happens? He pops up at the most random moment. It was like during the Coachella thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, Issa goes to 7-Eleven and he's like, they run into Chad. And I thought nothing of it. I was like, oh, it's Chad. Like, I missed him. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a minute, too. And he's like, hey, Lawrence. It was like shining a light on a vampire. Just, oh, no. What name did you say? I haven't heard that name in years. I felt the same way Issa felt in that moment. I said, who? Who are you calling out? Whoa.
Oh, my God.
That's why I put Boo Hiss next to them. Boo Hiss.
That's crazy. Yeah. They have a very interesting relationship. Like you said, like, I don't know how often it happens, but it's a lot. Because they was together for a little while, and then it just all came crashing down because of another lady. Another lady we have to talk about in a couple minutes. But I think he had a lot of growth, too. He had a lot of growth in his in this show. He went from a bum to, like, a superstar by the end. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was a dude who wasn't doing much to a dude who taking care of business, who's, like, responsible, who's, like, stable, who's, like, has, like, a job that he's really passionate about and, like, working in his desired field. You know what I mean? And I already said, like, I identify with that a little bit, like, on the early stages. But, like, man, like, what are we doing, brother? Like, come on, man. Come on. Like, they was just both just weak. Just weak. They were too afraid to pull the plug. Y'all was just like, I missed him. Because you was picking up the phone. And you was dialing her up. You was texting her back. It was like, trying to see what she's up to, though. Trying to get back in that old apartment. What? Come on, man.
Just need to rest the apartment. Like, I didn't want it.
But are you happy they ended up together?
No.
Would you have liked it to have been somebody else?
Yeah, because I feel like it's such a, like, eh. Like, that's not the life I would have chose. But I'm glad you're happy, girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like that type of ending. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad you're at peace. After watching you struggle this whole time.
She was struggling.
Still not what I would have wanted for you, but hey, we have grown so much since when we first started. It's kind of like, have you watched The Game? I don't.
No, ma'am. I have not.
Without getting too into it.
Mm-hmm.
The main characters, they are, you know, together from at the start of the season. Derwin, he kind of gets more popular in football, and that causes a rift between him and Melanie, which is Tia Mowry.
Yeah, one of the twins.
Causes a rift. He becomes cocky, you know, cocky athlete, coming up, being more popular. He cheats. They break up. And then it's like this constant back and forth until they finally get together. And it's like, oh, you're finally together, but now one of his ex-girlfriends is pregnant and she's keeping it.
Mm.
And they still end up getting married and like doing all this. But now there's like a constant third person when there didn't even have to be. Like y'all could have just separated and it be like that.
Mm.
But it's kind of like that is what I'm saying. Between Issa and Lawrence, like you guys are trying so hard to stay the same, but so much is different. Like too much is different for me to ever be comfortable to be back in a relationship like that. There's a kid here, and that kid doesn't even belong to me.
Mm-hmm. She's a stepmom.
She's a stepmom. You know, if that's what you wanted in life, go ahead, do your thing.
Not the goal.
Yeah. You just said it, like, Lawrence is different because he has a child with another woman. So we can get into that. While Lawrence and Issa have broken up, obviously, both of their lives continue to go on. Issa dates other people, Daniel, Nathan, TSA Bay, all these other people. So does Lawrence. Lawrence is out here in these streets. He goes with that shorty from the mall. He goes with these two shorties that pay for his like groceries one time. Like he's doing a bunch of stuff. He gets an STD somewhere along the line. It's crazy. And at a baby shower for Tiffany, he meets this pretty young lady named Condola, and they hit it off and they have really great relationships. And not a really great relationship. They have a nice spark to them, and they start dating, like legitimately dating. And you know, people who date do what they do. They bump bellies and stuff. And she becomes pregnant. She becomes pregnant after their relationship has already kind of ended.
Yeah.
And he's back with Issa. He starts to get back together with Issa. And they're kind of like, you know, becoming happy again. She calls him up. She's like, hey, can we talk? He's like, yeah, sure. She's like, nah, I need to see you face to face, eye to eye. He's like, yeah, what's up? She's like, look, you are the father. And he kind of runs away and the camera chases him like we're on Maury and stuff like that. Not really. But she's like, you're actually pregnant. He's like, what? Huh? What? Huh? And he tells Issa about it. And that kind of breaks them up again because he's having a baby with another woman. And we got to talk about the whole Condola Lawrence relationship because there's a lot that happens there too.
So much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's start at the beginning. When they first started dating, how did you feel about Condola?
I liked Condola. Like we said in part one, like when we first meet Condola, it was more so we met her through Issa than Lawrence, right? No, we kind of got a glimpse that she was dating Lawrence, but it wasn't like... It was kind of like a hookup thing. It wasn't like, who cares?
You met Condola through Tiffany at the baby shower and stuff.
Right, because she planned it. And then who was the first to interact? It was Issa, right? Okay. So, yeah, I was cool with Condola because her and Issa are hitting it off. And, you know, Issa and Molly are kind of being distant, doing that distant thing. So I'm glad that Issa can find someone else to kind of chill.
And they work in the same space, like the event throwing space, party planning and stuff.
Yeah, Condola was like helping Issa out and stuff. So I was like, yeah, this girl's cool. The way she went about the whole dating Lawrence thing, I think is what was like, girl, please, I like you. Don't make me not like you. Because I forgot how she found out. No, didn't. Issa found out that Condola was dating Lawrence, right?
Yeah. They were like having a meeting, and then Tiffany was like, so look, hey, because Condola told Issa that she's like dating someone new, but she didn't tell Issa who it was. But at that meeting, that person that was like just supposed to be a hookup, a one-time thing, that person gave you these flowers, and she was like, yeah, we like really like each other, whatever. She's like, yo, that was just supposed to be a one-time thing, and she was like, Issa, she's dating Lawrence. It's fine, though.
Yeah, it gets like Issa's awkwardness and Condola's awkwardness just made the whole situation cringy and worse. It's like, who cares? Who cares? It's been some years. And like, Issa, I feel like Issa kind of made it a little bit better. It was Condola that went over the edge and was like, I don't vibe with you. Issa was like, no, like, it's awkward, but it's not, because it's been some years. I cheated. I'm a scumbag. Ah. she was like trying to make it better, and Condola was like, I'm gonna ghost you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Way to work and stuff. It was kind of weird.
It was weird. And then she came back and was like, I'm pomegranate. And that's when.
What are you talking about?
She was pomegranate in.
Yes. All right. Okay.
She randomly came up and she said that. And that's when everything just went off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they ruined Condola's character like that, but they did. And
in what way?
Well, when I, you know how you see memes, but you don't really, I didn't watch the show, so I didn't really know what they were talking about. I knew everyone hated Condola. Like, I went in the show already knowing who to hate, who to like.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when I first met Condola, I was like, this girl's not cool. I don't know why people are hating on her. Maybe it is because she's dating Lawrence, but I feel like it's not her fault. She doesn't know. Like, she just landed in this messy mix, so it's not her fault. And then she's like, yeah, my marriage actually ended because I didn't want kids and he wanted kids. And then she comes back out the woodwork and is like, I'm pregnant and I'm actually going to keep this baby.
Yo.
And it's like, okay, that's fine. You can change your mind. No problem. And she's telling Lawrence, you can be involved as much as you want, but I'm not asking for help. Okay, dope. Lawrence hears this and he's like, I'm going to step up. I'm going to try, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though she said she's not asking for my help, I want to help. I want to be involved. She is not letting him be involved. He moves to, what, San Francisco?
Yep.
For, and like...
his life.
Yeah, for to get a bigger and better job. He still stocks his apartment up with baby stuff. He shows Condola. He's like, I'm ready. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of show them living their two different lives. He's out dating, and she's just preparing and being Condola.
She's breastfeeding and all that other stuff.
And he's trying to check in, and she's just kind of like blowing him off, not caring. And I skipped over the part where she basically texted him like, hey, your son's here. no buildup, no, oh, my water broke. We're on our way to the hospital. It was like, hey, I gave birth. My son's name is Elijah. Not even including Lawrence. And then complaining how she doesn't have help and that she's stressed all the time. And it's like, he's offering to help, but you're not vibing with it for some reason. Like, girly, if you didn't want him to be the father, if you didn't want him to be around, why keep this baby? Why tell him that you were pregnant?
Very valid questions.
You can keep the kid. Why even tell him then?
I feel like it's one of those situations where it's like, when things are easy, it's like, oh, you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. It's not that big a deal. Walk the bam. But like when you're actually in the fire, it's like, help me, please. You know what I mean? Like it felt like it was that type of switch up. And I'm with you on it. Like I was like, Condola's pretty nice. She's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? She's a pretty decent lady. But then like after the whole pregnancy thing, I was like, this, boo. Boo her. Because, like, the family hated them and stuff. Kiki Palmer was there just like, you ain't it. And I was just like, who is like, you? You just got here. Like, we've been on this journey for this all these years and stuff. Like, Lawrence is, he getting more money trying to help provide and stuff like that and, like, get baby food and all this stuff. The side-by-side was crazy, though. The side-by-side when he was just out, like, partying, drinks, girls, living a life. And she was just at home, baby crying. I was like, oof, this is kind of rough.
It's like a real thing.
Mm-hmm. But like the whole, like you, whole like turning it on his head, like you ain't nothing type of vibe that Condola was starting to give out. Like, I don't like that. I really didn't vibe with that. And I was just like, you say you don't want him to be involved, and then you want him to be like super involved. Like when they were like, when he moved back and they were like together all the time and like they were like happy and stuff like that, when they like when it was like almost like they were about to be in a real relationship again. Like, I feel like that's what she wanted. She wanted the whole, I'm mom, you're dad, we're together, we're starting this family, we're going to be together forever type of vibe. And that's not what it was. Because, like, they had already, like, broken up. And I feel like that's what she wanted in the end. But, nah. But he was being, he was trying to be the best dad he could. And I can respect that. But Condola wasn't the one. Condola wasn't the one.
Yeah, it didn't work out the way it should have. Like, I just, Condola, please don't be like that. Like, I know it's hard, but you're saying the wrong things and letting it boil over.
Like, let him hold the baby. Just let him hold the baby.
Let, you know, like, if you don't trust him with the kid, what is the point? What is the point of this child's existence? What was the point of saying I could be involved, but I can, it's like, he couldn't make any mistake. Like, if he had to watch the kid, he had to do everything perfectly. But that's not how it works.
No, I was definitely dropped once upon a time.
Especially with a first baby, you're going to make mistakes as a father, as a mother, as a parent in general. You're going to make mistakes. And it's not just going to be for, like, their first couple years. It's going to be all throughout their life. You're going to make mistakes because you are still learning as a parent. So for her to, like, give him no space to make mistakes, I was just like, ah, boo. Boo! I don't even like Lawrence like that, and I just give him a break, man.
Yeah, it was just rough. I don't know. I'm glad they worked out that situation, though, by the end. By the end, it seemed like the situation was good. But early stages, it was just like, what are we doing? Somebody else had this baby.
No good. But let's move on to the other characters.
Yay.
No more central characters. No more Issa, no more Lawrence.
No mas.
Let's get into, like, the actual, like, secondary friends. I hate to say it like that, but that's kind of how it was.
I feel like they said it on the show.
Yeah, I feel like they were like, yeah, it's...
It's Issa and Molly, and then it's Kelly and Tiffany.
Yes. Oops. So let's get into Kelly and Tiffany.
Yay. Low-key, one of the funniest characters on the show.
Kelly, not Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... I love Kelly. She's just silly and goofy and silly. Tiffany, she was just, she's just so bougie.
So stuck up.
So bougie, and it just was like, girl, I want you to go home so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You're so happy in your house. Go home. Be happy in that house.
She always had the best of everything, and I don't want to, I didn't like her that much. I was happy when she moved to Denver. Peace. And take all that bougie energy with you. Just, yeah. If I could, like, mush one character, it would definitely be Tiffany. I'd just be like, stop it.
Mush.
I could just mush one character. And one character only.
Not it. I don't even know how to...
I don't even know what Tiffany did, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea what she did. What was her job? She was
Wasn't she also an event planner?
Something like that. I feel like she just threw parties. Like, that was all she did. She just threw parties and vibed.
She did something.
So I know Kelly was like a real, like, credit.
She's like an accountant.
Yeah. Like, she was like something real. Because she definitely went, Issa definitely went to her and was like, how's my credit? She's like, you can't buy a cardboard box, big homie. What are you talking about right now?
Like, oh.
And she helped Molly with her, like, will stuff. So yeah. Kelly was like, that's great. Kelly was like, she was so funny, but she was also, like, very, like, on it when she needed to be on it. And I really liked her character throughout the show. She was just, she provided a lot of laughs. Because the way she would holla at dudes, she was like, is that Daquan?
When she, like, pretended to be British.
Yes. And her brother Amal was just like, oh, what part of London you from? What part of England you from? Kelly's the best.
She is. I don't know. Just I like their dynamic. I feel mm-hmm. like I liked Tiffany more when it was around Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But her Tiffany by herself, I was just she's talking again. She's talking again. She's being bougie. She's being bougie again. Someone get her.
When Tiffany was around Derek and Kelly, I feel like she was a vibe. But like outside of that, I was just like, ah.
You know, like I just
said at one point, we was just like, oh, this is some interesting character development. But outside of that, I was like, yeah, here we go. Same old, same old. It was fun. She was funny in the Beyonce episode, though.
Yeah, that was she was pregnant, right? Wasn't that her thing? Or was that the last trip before she was pregnant, no?
That was like the last thing before she like gave birth.
Oh, okay.
During that time. It was because she wasn't really having anything. She couldn't have any anything. And she said she took like a bite of a wee brownie though.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. She gave, I liked the deeper storylines with her. I feel like she was kind of, her character was just made for that. You know, the whole marriage and the postpartum depression and being the first out of an adult friend group to have a baby.
And get married.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be different. So it was nice when those storylines were at play because it's like, that is how it is. You know, it's weird being the only person with a kid, the only person who's married, the only person who has, I'm not going to say greater responsibilities, but just more, they're tied to just like three more things than everyone else. But it makes such a big difference.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Like, if there was, like, a spinoff with Tiffany, probably not going to watch it. If there was a spinoff with Kelly, I'd be tuned in every time. Not going to lie to you. But I do understand her role in the friend group. I do understand, like, what she's going through. And when she was funny, I respected it. When she was being bougie, I was like, we could fast forward this up. We could go ahead and speed this up, big dog.
I don't even know. She's just like that friend who's like, man, how did you get in this group?
Because I feel like she was an AKA too. Her and Molly are AKAs.
That just makes so much sense for both of them. That makes so much sense. You would think it would be Tiffany and Molly and Issa and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. And I understand that choice, that decision.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I just think about all the funniest moments and I'm like, who's a part of them? It's usually Issa, it's usually Kelly, and then it's like Chad, Thug Yoda. Like, those are the funniest moments. But yeah. The deepest moments I feel like are also like Issa, Molly, Tiffany. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, and I'm looking it up now. You said Lawrence's name wasn't Martin. It's Martin.
Oh my God.
His name is Martin Lawrence Walker. They call him Lawrence.
So embarrassing.
When I heard that, I said, no way.
His parents didn't even seem like the type of parents to do that. Because they were like, it was like,
I feel, I do agree with that. His parents were like very serious military folk. So the fact that they named, it was a good joke, but it didn't add up.
Not all of them will. Not all of them will.
It did add up for Lawrence in general. He's just, you know, goofy. You look goofy, you got a goofy name, you're goofy.
Yeah. We already touched on it a little bit, but like, even though this is like a really funny show, there's also some deep topic that they get into. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like again, with the postpartum depression with Tiffany, she has her baby and she's going through it all alone, it seems like, until all of a sudden she disappears. And watching that, I was like, no way they killed her. I'm so used to watching stuff like Criminal Minds that I'm like, damn, she's in a ditch. Like,
she died.
Like, they killed her.
That would have been so crazy. That would have took the show to another level, bro.
Yeah, I would have been, oh Lord, I was so scared. But it was a real conversation. Again, Black people experience trauma that's much, it's the list is much bigger than just slavery and racism.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through depression, postpartum depression, relationship struggles, financial issues.
Exactly.
We're going through the same thing. Purpose.
Whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so.
And this show kind of hit on all of it.
Hit on all of it.
Because you definitely saw that in the main characters with Issa and Lawrence on how they're trying to, like, become who they want to become and who they're meant to become. We saw that with just everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody went through their own particular struggle, whether it be relationship or, like, just personal and emotional. You know what I mean? And I like the show for not shying away from that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, thugs cry tears, too. You know what I mean?
Thugs cry tears. That is true.
Also, what is PPD?
Postpartum.
Yep, you're right. You're right. You're right. I saw it in the notes. I was just like, what is PPD?
What is PPD?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. In the way you immediately got it.
I just had to hear it out loud. I'm sorry. I just had to.
Oh, my God. Also, yeah. And then they talk a little bit about mental health on Nathan's part.
Yep.
We kind of see it in Issa when he is having an episode and he disappears for like a season. She goes through a depression. Yeah, she's like at her worst when down he disappears.
Some would say
down bad. Checking his text messages, checking his social media to see when's the last time he was active, looking up family members and staying in bed all day. It was just, oh, girly pop, you gotta get up. And he pops up and he's like, hey, sorry, my meds weren't refilled. So I kind of went off the deep end. I had to go home, recalibrate.
Tough. And Molly sent him away the first time because it was her birthday.
Yeah. Did she tell Issa immediately afterward, or was she kind of like...
It was like end of like the day, end of her birthday or whatever. Like they was okay. Going to sleep and she told her.
Okay, that's not as bad as waiting like 3 months and she's like, haha, yeah, 3 months ago I let Nathan leave.
And that was just like one of those drops in the bucket from why they like started the beef.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I think I would have told my friend. I'd be like, hey, yo, I sent him away, but he was here like a minute ago. I wouldn't wait until the end of the night. Because then if she's like, no, go get him, I could be like, oh, snap, he just left, so let me run out.
Personally, I thought Molly did the right thing that time. I was on her side with that one. I was like, you know, it is her birthday. She's been stressing over dude for this long time, and now he wants to show up on her birthday. And that's a tomorrow activity, you know what I mean? It's not today.
That is today true. We vibe. Today we vibe. That is very true. But I'm always like, I feel like if I hold this in longer than a minute, someone's gonna get mad. So I'm just like, hey, I'm gonna tell you now. I don't care if you don't care or not. If you need me, I'll be over here. Mm-hmm. I did my job.
I'm clean.
No lies. No secrets.
Crazy. Oh man. Now I gotta get into the other stuff. The music.
Music. Banger after banger after banger. Just wow. Always a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I kept coming back. You think I wanted to come back after cringiness happens? No. I want to leave for 2 months and then reluctantly come back. But the music. Leon Thomas? You're playing Leon Thomas and he's in here?
Yeah.
I'm watching. Even though his character was kind of lame.
Character was lame?
His character was lame. He's just a pothead. He's like, yeah. He says, like, your place is dirty. He's like, yeah, but you want to smoke right now? Ah, God. You're just so And he had no locks then, and his head was shaped weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Yeah, he probably doesn't want us to talk about that, but, like, yeah, man, he has a noggin on him. He got a noggin.
I wasn't used to that look. I'm used to the Andre hair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He, what you call it? He had one purpose. He just had to be there for when Issa wanted some, and that was it, because she was in that type of vibe.
Yeah, good for her. Good for everyone involved.
I remember hearing some Brent Faiyaz on the soundtrack, some Jasmine Sullivan. Like, it was just top tier. The music, she never misses on the music. Never. Issa Rae shows, the music is always good quality, and I love that. Good quality.
I think she plays, like, a huge part in the music that's played. Mm-hmm. Usually people don't care, but she was like, hey, here's my playlist. Just choose anything on here. Don't go to Pop's Top Hits. You go to Issa Rae's playlist.
She said none of that R.E.M., none of that old country folk, none of that don't know what it is bullshit. We need some real, you know, some black artists, some good artists around here.
She put on the internet. Not a lot of people know about them or vibe with them. The internet, my ears said, whoa. That's beautiful.
And all the songs just really fit the vibe of the show. You know what I mean? They weren't ever like overdoing their part or underdoing their part. It was just, this is right. This right here, this is right. This is good stuff.
I feel like I've only listened to like a handful of soundtracks in my life, because usually they're not the vibe, but Insecure, All the Seasons, and the first Black Panther. Man, those soundtracks, I was...
Yeah.
I'm locked in. I'm locked in. My ears are...
I'm not a big soundtrack person, but like this show really got me into soundtracks. Black Panther, another good soundtrack. Creed 3.
And Creed 2. Whoa!
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Those soundtracks are still... I'm talking about the soundtracks. I said nothing of the dude who's in there. I said nothing. I spoke nothing of his name.
I know
just the soundtracks.
You've already embarrassed me enough on this podcast, yo. Like, we're not doing this again.
Believe when I say the soundtracks. Saying the soundtracks were good.
Crazy work. Oh man.
We also got to get into your favorite topic ever.
Yep.
The cinematography.
Yes. Ha yes. I really like the cinematography of the show. It has a really unique style and has a real, like, it always felt different than what other people were doing. Like, when, like, something important and deep happened, like, the camera, like, shifted a little bit. Like, they kind of, like, put the head on, like, the lowest, like, third line, and it would have, like, a bunch of this negative space, like, for their thoughts. And I always thought that was really cool and really a really nice touch. I really liked that. You know what I'm saying? That was always really cool. I liked they tried stuff with the technology and, like, putting the text up on the screen. I liked a lot of their B-roll. I liked a lot of their scene setting shots. I liked the way they shot two shots a lot. You know what I mean? And also, like you talked about here, when Issa and Lawrence were like on that like rekindling episode, like with the red and blue neon signs and how they were on different sides while they was wearing those exact colors. It was like, mwah. It was just, I liked the cinematography. The only episode I really didn't like vibe with the cinematography was like that episode when she was like kind of like depressed and she was like moving the phone a lot and like it was like kind of a first person thing. I was like, I don't really vibe with that, but that's just a me thing, I think.
Yeah, it was definitely like, of course the point of cinematography is to work with the scene, work with the emotions, making sure that it emphasizes what's going on rather than fights with it and kind of tries to take the shine away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like every time it was like, man, they really thought about it. they really put some thought into it. They really cared about the setup of the scene, and it works so well to the point where it's seamless. Like, you don't even think about it until you're doing something like this where you have to kind of pick it apart and dig deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, man. That negative space that they use with characters is always something that really, like, makes my eye pop, or it stands out to me, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't really remember any other shows, like, really using negative space like that. Because, like, it'll be like Molly's just all the way over on the right side of the screen, and there's still, like, mm-hmm. this just, like, large gap or whatever. Oh. And it's just always really cool. I always thought it was nice, man. Cinematography was, it was tough. It was tough.
And the lighting, the lighting was always good. Lighting.
They always made them look good, too. Like, because I know, like, in Moonlight, he really wanted their skin to look shiny and, like, pop or whatever. But, like, in Insecure, they always had these lights that made them, like, feel, I don't know what the right word is, but, like, feel, like, not necessarily shiny, but, like, they just look good. I don't know. They look good. I'm sorry.
That's not the cinematography, friend. That's just because the cast is good looking.
All right, here we go. That's not a lot though. All the women in the show were very beautiful. Very beautiful women.
It was just a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
The color usage in some scenes, wow, really just worked. Really played with the moods. Even that like side-by-side point of view with Condola and Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
it was like his was more normal, whereas her side was kind of like grayish a little bit, like faded, because you know she's working all this, like working, she's taking care of a baby, she's not getting the help that she wants, but she's not saying she wants, so it just worked really well. And I like when shows do that.
Yeah. Hey, man. They did they thug thizzle with this one, man. They did they thug thizzle. Yeah.
So to tie off the second part,
mm-hmm.
what were your opinions on the ending of the show in general?
My opinions on the show? I don't know. It's probably because I'm American or whatever, but I'm a sucker for a happy ending. I like a good happy ending. You know what I mean? I like that their journeys ended on a high note and not a low note. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy that Molly got married. I'm happy that Issa is more confident and happy. I like that they're all still friends. I like that that they battled through it all and they're still like connected. It was like that whole last scene with Issa and Molly. They were like kind of saying what they were saying in real life. That they like truly love each other and thank you for everything that you've done for them, for done for each other and stuff like that. And that was always really cool and really nice. I thought it was a good show. Would I have liked some other things to happen? Sure. But like, I feel like it's that way with every show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a black classic. I'm not going to lie to you. It may not be like a black classic right now, but I think in the future, it's gonna be up there with, like, Fresh Prince and A Different World and the Wayans Bros and all those other shows, because it was really cool. Blackish, it was really cool. This thing's a good show.
What do you think? I feel like it is a black classic though. And now, just because everyone was craving a new black show, mm-hmm. and then Insecure came about and it became so much bigger and it was highly anticipated, and you know, it pointed out a lot of underground or not that well known artists in the soundtrack. It included a bunch of maybe like low key but also popular black actors in the show, so it just became like a black classic because it's like everyone black is in here and in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing you say about her. She's gonna put some blacks on some TV.
Just some blacks.
I respect it every time.
Yeah, I mean, I did like the happy endings. Sometimes I feel like sometimes I feel like maybe I crave more bad, quote unquote bad or okay endings, just because I feel like happy endings is just like, it's not really realistic, just because it's used so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I am glad that everyone ended up being happy in the end, opposed to how they were in the beginning, just lost and floating and not really vibing. So it was a nice little ending. Molly finally getting married. Again, I feel like Issa and Lauren shouldn't have ended up together, but hey.
When you're weak, you're weak. Who knows?
You're weak. It was fine. I liked how Tiffany was like, hey, we should just, since I'm not living here anymore, we should just make sure to be there for each other's birthdays. And I like how they went with that during the last episode.
I do wish we would have got to see Daniel one more time, though.
You just and one. Daniel, you have like a hate-love relationship with Daniel. It's crazy.
I'm not the only one who feels this way. They had some random black dude in the final episode. We couldn't get a one last Daniel checkup. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That black dude didn't even say nothing. He was just there to eat dinner and like be in her apartment for like 30 seconds. That was it.
Yeah, he did just disappear.
Exactly.
Off the face of the planet. With no explanation, but hey.
She said who his name was and stuff, but I didn't catch it. I didn't remember him. I was like, you're not special, big dog. What are we doing?
You're not special. You're not who I want you to be.
Yeah, bro. You're not Lawrence or Daniel, bro. Come on, man. You're not Nathan, bro. You're not. Come on, man. You're just wasting time right now, brother.
Well, and yeah, we did it.
We did. This is part two. This is the end of part two.
End of part two. Well, last thing too. The hairstyles went crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
The hairstyles gave me so much inspiration. Mm. Who needs Pinterest when I can just watch an episode of Insecure?
Yeah, Issa Rae was trying stuff. They was throwing some stuff together, you hear me?
In the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. I really liked her, like, auburn colored hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that was the best hair she had. Because it made all the braids and stuff like that pop and stuff.
Yes, it was very, like, wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was great. 10 out of 10. We'll watch it again in, like, 2 years.
Yeah. Could do part three and part four in 2 years.
Three and part. Exactly. But what have you been getting into?
What have I been getting into?
Yeah, since the last part of this episode. Since the first part of this episode, what have you been getting into? What have you been watching?
Good question. Did I tell you that I watched Love Lies Bleeding?
No.
Okay, I watched that movie. That was another A24 movie, pretty decent. You know, interesting story. I want to watch it again. You know what I'm saying? I gave it a solid 3.5 stars. You know what I mean? Check it out for yourself.
Is that the movie with Kristen Stewart?
Yep.
And the wrestling?
Yep. She's like a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And there's drugs and money laundering and
a
whole bunch of stuff going on. A whole bunch.
Well, okay then.
What have you been watching, India?
I have been watching Burleazy.
Here we go.
Burleazy. Yeah, that's when I'm in such a rut with trying to find something to watch that I get on YouTube and I watch a video or two or six or a series. You know, I'm sorry. I'll do better.
You're good. You're good. You're good.
I'm trying my best. I just want, I don't know what I want. I want a good show that is long, but it doesn't take me a long time to watch, which is impossible. But this has been Keeping It Real. We've been keeping it real with you. We hope if you watch Insecure, we hope that you resonated with what we said. If your team, Issa and Lawrence, I think I have to take a break from talking to y'all because there's just no way they were end game. But hey, that's my personal opinion. Make sure you listen, watch out for new episodes, like and follow us on Instagrams, and keep keeping it real.
Peace. Bye.